First pack of Arla Mishnah Tes. We learned before that the fruit of Arla is also Bano, but the plant itself is not also Bano. So if you say, I'm a night in Yichushal Arla, you let a plant, a sapling that is within the first 3 years, because it's not also Bano. So the plant is not also Bano. They know it's an Egeshal Arla, but if you have a nut that grew within the first 3 years of a tree, you now plant a nut because it's, you're planting something which is also Bano. But the halacha is that if you did plant it and something grew out of it, so most of the poskim hold that the tree that grows out of it is permitted, because the concept is called zeh v'zeh goyim. The new tree came out as a result of the seed plus the earth and the water and everything else. But once again, like Achilas tells us to do this. In makivim b'kafni shel orla, when it's not allowed to take, kafnis are branches that have very small dates on them, and you're not allowed to graft them onto an older tree, because you're going to have a no from these kafnias, which are also behano. This is the Rabbi Yosi's opinion that says that even smother, even if it's a very small fruit, is also behano, and the Rav holds it's not halacha. The Rabbi holds it is halacha. This is based on this discussion in the Gemara that there are many types of fruit trees that are also even the fruits are very small. So, once again, if it's a shayla lemaisa, one should check out what type of fruit tree it has, because it could be that even if it has these very small fruit, it's already also the arba.